First person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Alan Rich finally reconnects with old friends.
Printed newspapers are shrinking and dying, but the number of obituary pages seems to be growing. Is it the result of the pandemic? Or is it my obsession with the birth dates? There is an ominous increase in those later than October 1940, when I was born. I'm writing stories about my early life. In my files, I find faces of old friends from the 50s, then young and beautiful. I find their names in their own writing, in letters, on real paper. I Google these names if they are distinctive. If not, I add an age, place, or profession. I'm driven by nostalgia and curiosity. I need their memories to corroborate, complement, or contradict my own. But I have found almost nobody who is able to answer my questions, not because my old friends are dumb, but because they are dead. We live and die in the age of viral social media with the mantra, "Abandon privacy, all ye who enter here." But the newspaper obituary is often the first published record of an individual's life. How ironic that my old friends must die before I can find them. Are these posthumous reunions preferable to the ambiguous absence of any information about them? At least the obituaries tell me that their lives went merrily along without me. But how I wish I'd stayed in touch with all of them.
Alan Rich is a cultural geographer living in Santa Cruz. If you would like to share your opinion or stories, send 240 words to firstpersonsingular@ksqd.org. For First Person Singular, this is Matilda Rand.